Take the Off-Ramp. That's the new name for this new Kansas travel series. I'm Jay Schaefer, along with my travel companion, Rex Buchanan. We're hitting the road again and headed for several places that are off the beaten path. But first, we're stopping off at a more civilized place, one that's often overlooked, maybe even taken for granted, because it's been here for such a long time.
We're now on the military installation known as Fort Leavenworth. You have to jump through a few hoops before you can get onto this Army base. We're here to see some ruts from not only the Santa Fe Trail, but from the Oregon Trail. For many pioneers, traders, and settlers and soldiers, this was the beginning of the Oregon and Santa Fe Trails leading to the far west.
There aren't very many places where you can still see ruts from, say, the Oregon Trail or the Santa Fe Trail. Part of the reason is simply erosion. Over time, in a humid environment, those things sort of get destroyed. Also, the big reason is human activity, farm ground, cultivation, all that kind of thing. There just aren't very many places you can go see them, but one of the places you can go see them is Fort Leavenworth. The thing I would say about those ruts is everybody has this image. They're like a two-track road that you'd see out through a pasture somewhere, and that's not what they look like. So instead of just a two-track road somewhere, what you're really seeing are these two big swales that are very easily visible.
Now, maybe you've been to the city of Leavenworth, the first permanent settlement in Kansas, and maybe you've even been to Fort Leavenworth. But have you ever been to the Frontier Army Museum at the fort? You'll see something here that you won't see anywhere else in Kansas.
My name is Megan Hunter. I am a museum specialist at the Frontier Army Museum at Fort Leavenworth, Kansas.
What is the coolest thing this museum has?
It's really hard to kind of pick one thing. So each of our staff members definitely have their favorite items here.
But really, what's the most famous item that would be of the most interest to average Joe citizen? And something that, frankly, I didn't know about until I came here. And I know everything about Kansas. And so does Rex.
Are you talking about our Lincoln carriage?
Yes, I'm talking about your Lincoln carriage.
It's a very small, kind of black, unassuming carriage, but it was the riding vehicle for Abraham Lincoln when he came to visit Kansas in 1859. The story goes that he rode in this carriage in the back of it with a buffalo hide robe in middle of December, came down to Leavenworth, went downtown, spoke at the Planter Hotel, did a few speeches, and even came to visit on post with a family. And the story goes that he had an adult beverage out of a vessel that we actually also have on display.
The city of Leavenworth was founded in 1854. It's the first city in Kansas. But the fort itself is nearly three decades older than the city. Fort Leavenworth remains one of the oldest U.S. Army bases in continuous operation. It's the base where the African-American soldiers of the 10th Cavalry Regiment formed in 1866. They're named the Buffalo Soldiers by Native Americans with whom they fought on the High Plains. The fort's also known as the intellectual center of the Army. It's home to the Army Command and General Staff College. Again, Megan Hunter, who helps run the Frontier Army Museum.
In the Army, if you want to be an officer, you have to come through here and get trained. And so some of the big names that have come through here, George C. Marshall, George Patton, Eisenhower, I mean, it's essentially all the big major components of 20th century generals have come through Fort Leavenworth for education.
And more modern generals as well, Colin Powell, David Petraeus. There's almost no one you can mention who has been a general serving in the U.S. Army who hasn't put in time here.
Fort Leavenworth is also the place where wayward soldiers are sent to do time. It's home to the U.S. Disciplinary Barracks, the Department of Defense's only maximum security prison. Not to be confused with the nearby federal penitentiary in Leavenworth, known as the Hot House, and not to be confused with the state prison in nearby Lansing.
A word of caution about all of this. None of these prisons is fond of photography, and we know this because of all the posted signs that say photographs prohibited.
So if you'd like to do some time in Leavenworth, Rex and I recommend stopping by Fort Leavenworth. Check out the wagon ruts and visit the Frontier Army Museum. see the carriage that Abe Lincoln rode in. And save yourself some time. Get your visitor's pass to the fort online before you come. For Rex Buchanan, I'm Jay Schaefer, encouraging you to take the off-ramp and explore Kansas.